Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Paris, France. The French president says that the European Union needs an army to protect the EU from Russia, China, and the United States. That's the headline. John Rood will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Looks like President Trump, when he was visiting France, actually went after Macron over the European army. Macron, I think, seemed to say that they need that army to protect the European Union from Russia, China, and the United States. What do you know?
It appears that the statement, as you say, can be interpreted different ways. But he had said that, as we spoke last week, the European army was necessary. This was at the armistice memorial that they had. Of course, it's been 100 years since the First World War, known as the Great War. The European army was therefore, the quote was, to protect Europe from Russia, China, and even the United States. So I believe he was referring to, you know, the United States in terms of commitment, not in terms of offense. But leaders of this stature don't put things in the same sentence without this type of knowledge. So again, as we've monitored, Macron has been working towards filling this gap of the leadership when Chancellor Merkel steps down. So more of that, but Macron is facing great difficulties at home.
John Rood discussing the statement by French President Macron that the European Union needs an army to protect the EU from Russia, China, and the United States. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. John Rood has reported that the French president is in political trouble in France, and in an effort to divert attention from his political troubles, is putting forward a plan for a European Union military operation. He then added the statement, "The purpose for this European army would be to protect the European Union from Russia, China, and the United States." That added comment of European Union protection is political. However, prophetically, the European Union does need an army if indeed the EU is the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, and then verses 23 and 24, reveals that the revived Roman Empire in the future tribulation period must be a replica of the old Roman Empire, which had the most powerful military in the world at that time in history. Therefore, a European Union military is a necessity for the revival of the old Roman Empire, the revived Roman Empire of the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...